fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
Moose McCreary and Jake Ransom were dodging the law. They had been traveling for many days, deeper and deeper into the hills. They were tired and their nerves were raw. Their horses nearly worn out.
Oh, there. Moose, look right where I'm pointing. Maybe it's a mirage. Maybe my eyes are playing tricks.
Where?
Right over there against the side of that hill. See it?
Yeah. A cabin.
It was a cabin that few men had seen. A cabin the existence of which was known to less than half a dozen people.
Someone's there. I see smoke.
Whoever it is, he's having company. Come on, Jake. Get up.
Get up. Get up.
That small cabin on the hillside held the answer to one of the biggest mysteries in all the West. Moose and his companion little realized that they were about to learn a secret that was known only to the Lone Ranger and those he trusted most of all.
Open up! Open up, you got company!
An old man lived alone inside the shack, and he went quickly into action when Jake and Moose began to hammer on the door. He crossed the room to a small cage, which he carried to the open window. Opening the door of the cage, he released three pigeons.
On your way. You know where to go.
We know you're in there. Open this door before we break it in.
Break it in. So they will. There's only one thing for me to do.
The white-haired old fellow quickly went through a door at the rear of the room and closed it behind him.
All right, then, we'll smash the door. Come on, Moose, give me a hand.
Here, that did it. Look sharp. I know there's someone around here.
Don't see anyone.
That door in back must lead to a second room. We'll try there.
And be careful, Jake. Whoever is in there might have a gun. Just be waiting for us to get into that room.
Right.
I'm telling you in there, we're coming through. We want to see you, whoever you are.
Yeah. We aim to know why you're so downright unfriendly. Are you there?
No answer, Moose. Let's take a chance. Keep your gun handy in case there's any roughhouse.
Yeah.
We're coming in there.
Not locked.
Oh, now, Jake, this is mighty curious. This room's empty like the other.
But look at the stuff in here. What do you make of it?
I don't know, Jake.
Seems to be machinery of some sort. Hey, there's another door.
How big is this place? On the outside, it didn't look like more than one room.
This room's cut right into the mountain. Look, Jake, a bullet mold.
Yeah, here's some lead melting on the fire.
Hold on a minute, Jake. Take a look at the bullets that have been cast. Feel this one with your thumbnail. You never saw lead as tough as this.
Moose, these here bullets look like they're made of silver.
Silver? Great day.
The whole box of them ready to put into shelves. It was molding bullets when we came. Must have gone through that other door.
There's one way to find a...
Hold your gun ready. I'll pull the door open.
Open her up fast and jump back out of the way.
All right. Here goes.
A tunnel.
Moose, I'll bet that tunnel leads to a silver mine.
And that's where the critter is hiding.
Hey, you! We know you're back in there. You better come out so as we can talk to you.
Why, you...
He fired on us.
I'll show him!
Hold on, Moose. Hold your fire. Get back. Let me close this door.
Why'd you shove me aside?
You couldn't see what you were shooting at. It was pitch dark inside that tunnel.
Yeah.
The critter who's back in there could pick us off easy.
Yeah. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right at that, Jake.
Sure I am. We've got the upper hand. A man who's back in that tunnel can't get out without coming through that door.
Yeah, yeah.
Now listen, Moose. We got hold of something here. Including the bullets, there's at least 100 pounds of silver laying around. To say nothing of what might be back yonder in the tunnel. We've got to figure out just what we're going to do about this situation.
Jake, we ought to be able to do something.
We'll do plenty.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode toward a little Spanish mission. No one but the kindly Padre knew how often the masked man and his Indian companion came to that mission. No one but the Padre knew the reason for their frequent visits. But he knew, and that's why he signaled for them to hurry when he saw them in the distance.
Who's over?
Who's
over,
brother?
Amigo. You got here none too soon.
Any big fella?
Yeah.
I saw you waving to us, Padre.
See, I waved because some pigeons have come back.
Pigeons? More than one?
Three of them.
Three? All come at one time?
Within a few moments of each other.
But our old friend at the silver mine is supposed to send only one at a time.
I know.
Did the pigeons bring a message?
No. And that is why I fear that something may have happened at your silver mine.
The old man sends word at regular intervals to let us know that everything is all right.
If things were all right, senor, one bird would have brought the information to you. The fact that three birds have arrived, none of them bearing a message, may...
Something must happen.
How long ago did the birds arrive, Padre?
About an hour ago.
It's a good thing this was our day to visit you.
You had better go, my son. Go at once into the hills. Your white-haired friend must be in desperate need of help.
Yes, he must be.
You, with your secret mine of silver, have done much that is good. It must not be taken from you. It must be protected at all costs.
One silver! Scout!
Jake and his slow-witted companion had kept a close watch on the closed door leading to the tunnel while they inspected the two rooms of the hillside shack. In addition to the bars and bullets of silver, they'd found a number of new horseshoes made of the same precious metal. But neither of them realized that they had found the Lone Ranger's secret mine. They filled their money belts with silver, then greedily filled two more money belts that had been hanging on a peg.
You know, Moose, it's been so long since we had cash. It's going to seem downright funny having the weight of filled-up money belts around our middle.
Yeah, it sure is.
You got that one, Phil?
Yeah, just about.
Leave it right there on the table with the others. I've been thinking things over. I've got our plans all worked out.
Yeah? What are we going to do?
We'll blow up this end of the tunnel with that keg of gunpowder. That'll seal her off. And we'll take as much of the silver as we can carry and shovel.
Gosh, Jake. I hate to leave all the silver that's in their mine. There must be a plenty of it there.
I don't aim to leave it for keeps. We lie low at that camp we had on Rocky Ledge.
Yeah, I remember the place.
We'll take food enough with us to last for a couple of weeks. By that time, anyone that's in the tunnel will have starved to death.
Then what?
Then we'll come back and look around. If things are just like we left them, we can figure we got rid of the only one that knows about this mine. Now, bring that keg of gunpowder over close to the door.
Right. It's almost full up. What are you going to use for a fuse?
I'll make one out of a strip of cloth from my bandana. I'll wet it in this bucket of water and
rub it with gunpowder.
Yeah, powder will stick to the wet cloth to make it burn like a slow fuse.
This whole keg blowing up at one time should do plenty to that tunnel.
Yeah.
Are we going to set her off here or in the tunnel?
In the tunnel, of course.
Well, we know someone's in there. He fired on us.
You stand to one side when you open the door. And I'll keep away from the direct line of fire. I'll watch.
All right. Here it goes. I don't hear anything.
Now, the critter that's in there must have gone a long ways back. I'm betting that tunnel's plenty deep. Light the fuse, Moose.
Yeah, right. Gee, where you going?
Just getting back a little, that's all. Fuse is lighted. Shove the keg into the tunnel. Hurry up, shove it in.
I am.
That does it. Now close the door, quick.
Yeah, that ought to do the trick.
Stay where you are, Moose.
Jake, what do you mean? Don't hold that gun on me.
Sorry, Moose. From now on, I'm traveling alone. Me and these here money bills.
No, don't.
Sorry. Steady there. Steady, you critters. We'll shove on as soon as we make sure that blast does all it's supposed to do.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. It was late afternoon when the Lone Ranger and Tonto drew near the small building.
Oh, Silver. Oh, look, oh, fella. Oh, fella. Look at the door, Tonto. City big foot.
Me see it.
The hinges are torn loose. Looks as if there's been an explosion inside. Hold your gun ready while I open the door.
You ready?
Not much holding the door in place.
For a moment, when the Lone Ranger saw the inside of the cabin, he could only stare in disbelief. Through the door at the far end of the first room, he could see a shambles.
Come on in, Tonto.
Looked like explosion in tunnel.
Right at the mouth of the tunnel.
Here, there's something under this door.
Give me a hand, Tonto. It's a man.
Oh.
Our old friend. There's not a chance that he's alive. Take hold of this door and lift it up. We get him out from beneath it.
That bloody stone on top of the door.
We can lift it. Come on. Throw it over to the side. There.
Oh. Look.
Tonto, this is not Granddad.
No. Him younger man. Him plenty big.
See if he's breathing.
He take a look.
Oh, wait. Never mind, Tonto. Look here.
Oh.
Yes, he was shot through the heart. Someone shot him before the explosion.
Granddad not shoot him?
No. He's never shot anyone in his life.
And who do it?
Before we try to answer that, I want to find Granddad.
Well, maybe we look for tracks outside.
Hello, wait. Be quiet. Did you hear that?
Me hear it.
Hello? Granddad, is that you? In the tunnel? Are you hurt? You know who this is? We'll get you out as quickly as possible. There's some digging tools in the other room, Tonto. Get them while I move these larger stones.
It took but a short time for the Lone Ranger and Tonto to clear away most of the dirt and rock that blocked the entrance to the tunnel.
They soon had a small hole through to the inside and talked to their old friend as they enlarged the opening.
I heard those two rain up outside. So I figure I'd better let you know that the place had been discovered. That's why I let the pigeons go free.
You say there were two men?
That's right. I heard them talking. I got inside of the tunnel and figured I could keep them back for a time. I hoped to get here before it was too late.
What did they talk about?
Well, mostly about the silver they had found. They picked gunpowder to seal me in here.
One of them was shot.
I know. He was called Moose. His pal was called Jake. He double-crossed Moose. Well, I reckon you got that hole big enough for me to crawl through.
All right, come on, Granddad. Let me help you. Can you make it?
You reckon so.
Otto, you go outside and look around. See if you can find tracks of the man who got away.
Me try it, but plenty hard.
Yep. Oh, gosh. I'm sure glad to be out of there.
Are you sure you're all right, Granddad?
I'm all right. Doggone it, look at this place.
Don't worry about that. We can clean it up.
That ornery polecat made off with four money belts full of silver.
Well, there's more in the ground. It's not the loss of that silver that bothers me.
I know it. The loss of the silver is bad enough. The fact that this place has been discovered, it makes it mighty bad. If you could only run down that critter.
We'll try.
He ought to hang. He murdered his partner.
You'd have ample time to tell others about this silver mine.
Yep, he would at that. Now listen, lad. I know you've never used your guns to take a life. But you just got to keep the secret of this place. Without this mine to supply you with the cash and bullets and the other things you need, why, hang it all, there'd be no more Lone Ranger.
Yes, I've been thinking of that.
You and Tonto have got to go after this critter. You've got to get him.
And turn him over to the law.
Not by a jugful. The law'd hang him. I say this is the time when you should feel justified in taking the law into your own hands.
I can't do that, Granddad.
Well, but darn it,
here comes Tonto. How about it, Tonto?
Ground too hard, Kimasabe. It's not show tracks.
Was Tonto looking for the tracks of the killer?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
I heard him say something about camping on Rocky Ledge.
Oh, me no place.
We haven't much daylight left. Come along, Tonto. We're going to capture the killer.
I'm telling you, son. If you take him to the law alive, you'll no longer own a secret silver mine.
Got him, Tonto. Silly big fella. One silver.
Get him up, scout.
Otto, you signaled for a halt.
That right. Maybe better we dismount here.
Very well. Steady, big fellow.
You look. Look straight ahead, over yonder. You see big rock.
Yes, they're mighty big.
Those rock, near edge of cliff.
And at the base of that cliff, the Glory River.
That right.
This ground wouldn't show hoof marks. I wonder if the man we're after is nearby.
We look near rock, maybe find him.
Otto. Look to the left. You see that flat-topped rock?
Me see it?
Look at the shadow at one side. There are two horses behind that rock.
Man we want maybe got two horse. Maybe him take horse a partner.
He's probably seen us coming. Now you go to the left. I'll go to the right. We'll come in on that rock from two sides. And remember, Tonto, in spite of all that Granddad said, we want that man alive.
The Lone Ranger was right. Jake had seen the two horsemen approach and dismount. Lying flat on the ground, he peered around one end of a large boulder, hoping he had not been discovered. He wasn't even sure that the masked man and the Indian had come in search of him, but this uncertainty was short-lived. He watched as the two separated, then circled toward the rock from opposite sides.
They're coming after me all right enough.
Jake looked at the edge of the cliff a couple of yards behind his back. It wasn't a long drop to the deep, slow-moving river.
As a last resort, I can jump in and probably swim downstream to get away.
We want you, Jake. Come on with your hands up and you'll get a trial by jury.
Here's my answer.
You can't do it, Jake. You can't get us. You show yourself to take aim, you'll make a target for either Tonto or me. We're closing in on you.
I won't be taken. Get back there. Get to that horse and clear out.
What the...
Next bullet, come closer.
Doggone it. Coming in from both sides. I'm gonna get around here a little further.
It's no use, Jake.
Gotta swim for it. That's all there is to it.
Hold it, Jake. You gotta
plenty deep. Watch for him, Toto. Watch for him to come to the surface and hold my gun belt.
Uh-huh. And what you do?
I'm going after him.
Me watch.
For several minutes, the Lone Ranger and Tonto stood at the edge of the cliff watching the water below, but Jake did not reappear. The ripples where he had dived smoothed out. The surface of the stream became placid, and then the Lone Ranger saw the killer.
Right beneath us, Tonto. There he is on the bottom of the stream. He didn't come to the surface at all.
Him drowned.
Lower our rope. I'm going after him.
The Lone Ranger hit the water in a clean, straight dive that took him to the very bottom. He got a firm grip on Jake's motionless form and brought him to the surface.
All right, Tonto. I have the rope. I'll tie beneath his arm.
Come in, got this end. Tie the saddle.
Pull him up, then.
Here, other rope. Keep going down. You come up.
All right, Tonto. You get Jake out. I'll climb out myself. No use, Tonto. Jake's beyond all help.
That's right.
Strange how fate takes charge of things. This man's greed is what killed him. He might have managed to come to the surface with his money belt full of stolen silver. He might have even made it wearing two full belts. But he killed his partner. He had Moose's share of the stolen goods, as well as his own. The weight in silver held him down until he drowned. Wrap him in a blanket, Tonto, and stay with him until I return.
Easy, Bigfoot.
I'll tell our old friend that our silver mine is still a secret. Come on, Silver!
I am Silver! Oh.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.